The government in Ghana has announced plans to increase the incomes of cocoa farmers. But cocoa farms are being destroyed with or without the permission of farmers. Many cocoa farmers cannot do anything about the situation because they rent the land. The landowners are ending their leases early to develop other crops. This month, a bulldozer cleared the land Ama Serwa rented in Asikesu for growing cocoa and other crops. Serwa is the breadwinner of her family. Now she is trying to think of how to support her children and grandchildren. Asikesu is an area in Ghana famous for growing cocoa. The country supplies about 20% of the world's total cocoa crop. Many hectares of cocoa trees, like Serwa's, have been destroyed in Asikesu. Farmers like Serwa have toiled for years growing their crops on land they do not own or have control over. They believe the land was cleared to raise cattle. Serwa said the money she received for the loss of her crops was not enough, and with the land and her crops gone, she said she does not know how she can feed her family. David Server is another former cocoa farmer. He returned to look at the recently destroyed land on which he once farmed. Server used the profits from his cocoa farming to help pay for his children's school fees. Now, with no land to farm cocoa, Server cannot pay his rent. He has been told to leave his home. "About 2 weeks now, I have not had sleep," he said, thinking, because all what I have done in my lifetime has gone forever. And it's like I'm alive, but I'm dead. In Ghana, a government body makes rules for the cocoa industry. This government body sets the price that growers earn from their beans. Earlier this year, Ghana added a living income differential fee of $400 on every ton of cocoa beans sold on the market. The country did this with the aim of improving the livelihoods of farmers. The Concerned Farmers Association does not believe the move will help. The president of the association is Nana Obawadia Opambor Boateng Bonsu. He said Ghana's cocoa farmers need to protect the crop on which they depend. Bonsu said, "This is a serious challenge, and it's something that we have been fighting for so long, but it seems the government has put wax in its ears, because government is not all that serious about this cocoa issue." The Ghana Cocoa Board sets rules for the cocoa industry in the country. It says the major issue is farmers losing their land. The agency said farmers rent land from chiefs who later take it back when they see other opportunities. While the cocoa agency works with chiefs to fight against the practice, it does not have the right to tell landowners what to do with their property. However, officials say the group offers legal representation to farmers to deal with payment for lost property. I'm Ashley Thompson.